Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Michael.
Hey, Michael, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Mike.
All right, we have $1,200 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But you beat him, we're going to give you $1,200 cash. You ready to play?
Works for me.
Number one, David Hasselhoff has been cast to play David Hasselhoff in a German TV series. He gained popularity and recognition for playing Dr. Snapper Foster on what soap opera?
The Young and the Restless.
Number two, season 41 of Survivor in Fiji is finally starting production after COVID delays. Who is Survivor's longtime running host?
Jeff Probst.
Number three, Justin Bieber says he has tattoos all over his body, but he won't get them on his hands because he wants to be able to wear a suit and not have any be visible. He debuted his new song about his wife last week when his album was released. The song is named after a fruit. What's the title?
Mango.
Number four, Janet Jackson and Kermit the Frog have both been added to the National Recording Registry. Who is the original person that voiced Kermit the Frog?
Jim Henson.
And number five, Meatloaf is launching an I Do Anything for Love reality TV series. Give me the next line in the song I Do Anything for Love. Opening chorus. And I would do anything for love, and I'd run into hell and back. I would do anything for love. What's the next line?
But I won't do that.
All right. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right. Michael got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Mike. Let's see how I do.
Number one, David Hasselhoff has been cast to play David Hasselhoff in a German TV series.
He's the best one for it.
He gained popularity. What if they cast somebody else?
You know they love him.
They
in
love him.
They love him. He's like a god there.
Yeah. He gained popularity and recognition for playing Dr. Snapper Foster on what soap opera?
He was on The Young and the Restless.
Yep.
Yes, he was.
Number two, season 41 of Survivor in Fiji has finally started production after COVID delays. Who is Survivor's longtime running host?
It's Jeff Probst.
Yes.
Probst? Yeah, I don't know how to say it. There's a weird B in there,
yeah,
but you know
yeah
what I mean.
Number three, Justin Bieber says he has tattoos all over his body, but he won't get any on his hands because he wants to be able to wear a suit and not have any be visible.
Okay.
He debuted his new song about his wife last week when the album was released. The song is named after a fruit. What's the title?
I don't know that song. I guess I'll just take a guess and say peach. Yeah, peaches. I'll take a guess and say peaches.
It's a good guess. Peaches.
Ah! Get some!
All right,
March Madness!
Relax over there.
Woo! Buzzer beater!
Yeah, I can't believe you haven't heard that song yet.
I
got my peaches down in Georgia. Okay, number four. Janet Jackson and Kermit the Frog have both been added to the National Recording Registry. Who's the original person that voiced Kermit the Frog?
Didn't Jim Henson do it originally?
Yep. And number five, Meatloaf is launching an I Do Anything for Love reality series. Give me the next line in the song, I Do Anything for Love.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, it's the intro. And I would do anything for love. I'd run into hell and back. I would do anything for love. What's the next line?
But I won't do that.
I'm sorry. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact.
Oh, you tricked me. Oh. You needed to specify what chorus you were in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the line also works elsewhere in the song.
That's not what we were looking for. We're looking for the opening, and I'm sorry, Michael. He beat you 4-3 this morning. That does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right. This is Michael and my sons, and we can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, Michael. Hold on.
Better luck next time, Mike. You should have got 4. I should have got 5. I feel robbed.
All right, we throw another $100 in the jackpot. That means tomorrow morning, $1,300, same time. Listen at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. We'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.